New York City has more than 30 orchestras vying for our attention. In Central Africa, there's one. It's become a symbol of inspiration for the entire continent. The story of the orchestra and its musicians is told in the documentary Kinshasa Symphony. The film opens the New York African Film Festival tonight, and WNYC's Femi Oke has been looking into one of Congo's best-kept secrets.
This might sound like a regular rehearsal, but this isn't your typical orchestra. In downtown Kinshasa, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, almost 200 amateur musicians meet every week to play classical music. The Kinshasa Symphony Orchestra was created over a decade ago, while Congo was fighting a bloody regional war. Over 3 million people died, and in the middle of the mayhem, music lover Armand the Agenda set up an orchestra. The Agenda wanted to create something beautiful out of the chaos that's often part of Congo life. But there were some practical problems with this plan. He told me through an interpreter, finding classical musicians in Kinshasa wasn't easy.
Not all the members of the orchestra knew how to play music. Most of them at the very beginning didn't know anything about classical music. We trained most of them, and step by step, now they are able to play.
In the early days, the orchestra was so short of instruments, they were past the 4 violins they owned, around 12 violinists, and everybody would play in shifts. Even now, the orchestra is established. Getting basic equipment is still a challenge.
When it comes to instruments, we have to bargain for everything. The strings, we need to ask people to help us, friends who are in Europe and elsewhere. So it is very difficult for us here to find very good instruments.
And when the Agenda can't find instruments for the right price, his orchestra manager makes them. That's the beginning of a new double bass made out of local wood. The ingenuity of the group is well known in Kinshasa. Regular power outages are dealt with by one of the viola players. He slips away, hooking up the generator while hardly missing a beat. And the choir spent months learning German so they could perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And all that practice finally paid off. Playing the classics is just the start for the Kinshasa Symphony Orchestra. The long-term plan is to infuse classical music with the passion and spirit of Congo. You can hear it in this performance of Ravel's Bolero. The documentary Kinshasa Symphony follows the group as they prepare for a major concert, focusing on their real-life challenges as well as their musical ones, like single mum Natalie, who brings a little boy to practice, and Papi, the tuba player, who holds down 2 jobs so he can feed his family. New York African Film Festival founder Marham Benetti wants to showcase the story of these amateur musicians because she finds it inspiring.
I think this is a film that depicts a miracle, because everything else we hear and see about Congo is so sad, so depressing, makes one feel so helpless.
Kinshasa Symphony Orchestra, striking an upbeat note from the heart of Africa. For WNYC, I'm Femi Oke.
Kinshasa Symphony, the documentary, is showing tonight and Friday at the Walter Reed Theater. The orchestra's conductor will be at both showings for a Q&A session. For other films playing at the New York African Film Festival, check out the festival program at our website. Just click on Culture at WNYC.org.